This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. That is a great song. That's how you start a party, right there. Pop that on, play it like five times. Boom! Everyone's dancing immediately. Good morning. Outside Lands is coming up this summer, and all this week, and all last week we did this as well, we have these three-day passes, general admission passes, and you can win them. We've got five chances a day, 9:05, 12:05, 5, and 6:05, twice in Jane's show. So keep it here on the Alice all day. We give you code words, you text them to our contest line, and then you're in the running. Three-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and many, many more on many different stages. You just wander around the park. I think there's even an app for that. It can tell you, you know, where do you have to be, what your path is, how to get over there. Golden Gate Park, August 8th through 10th, courtesy
of Another
Planet.
Good times, everyone. You're going to want to go to this.
Yeah. Have you, you must have missed at least one, right?
I missed a bunch of them. Yep. Not by choice, but
right.
Things come up.
Because you went to like every single one.
Yeah,
the first
I love
few
them.
Years.
I love this event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good time. So I think I did this pretty late in the show yesterday. We were talking about the Saturday Night Live Morgan Wallen situation. And there was just a lot more yesterday after the show.
So okay.
I thought, all right, we'll revisit this a little bit. Just some comments, et cetera. There was one picture in particular that I had seen a reaction to Morgan Wallen, who was the musical guest on this past weekend's SNL. Basically, I mean, I'm not going to say he stormed off the stage. I didn't feel like it looked like that at all. He just had a very blank, uninvolved look on his face, like, I can't wait to get out of here. I just don't want to be here anymore. And he walked straight off the front of the stage. It wasn't like he went out the side door, out the back hatch. He just walked straight out, walked right past a camera, and just disappeared. And then, and everyone on the stage was like, and also the positioning on the stage. Usually, yes, the host and the musical guest and whatever other maybe special guests are right in the front, but everyone's right up behind them. I mean, I've been watching the show for years. That's just how it looks. And this time they were like, they just seemed separate and out front. And so as Mikey Madison, she just won the Oscar for Anora, and she's hosting, she's a young woman, and she's thanking everybody. And he just, as soon as she's like, thanks for watching, he just walks. Usually there's, you know, good job, interaction with the other cast members. We had a good week, what have you. So,
but he's obviously created some kind of controversy. Is that what you're telling us?
You know, people are like just pondering this. It like, what's his problem?
To me, it doesn't seem like that big a deal.
Right.
Like, we're done, right? All right. See ya.
See you, right?
I'm out of here. I got a plane to catch. Have a good one.
Yeah.
So I don't like think of it. And I could probably see his audience being like, that guy's funny.
Hilarious.
That's funny. He just walked right out of there.
Right.
Right past the... And right out the door, like, you can maybe even hear if you listen closely, you can hear the exit door shut. Like, I don't...
Or maybe he leaves by an entrance where you're like, don't open this door, that alarm will sound.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of people who use the words he was caught using. I don't know that he's ever kind of said, you know, I got to do better. I don't know how that got in his mouth in the first place. You assume it's a Southern thing, whatever. I don't even want to assume that.
I assume it's a racist thing.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying, you know, that there are places where that word must be used.
Well, I don't hear it. He knows where they are.
I don't hear it ever.
Right. And if I did hear it, I'd be like, oh, this is not the place for me.
But I don't see the real, like, to me, it just, I mean, I remember John Belushi wanted this band, that was one of my favorite punk bands called Fear.
Yeah.
He wanted them to play the show. And they played the show. And then they were told, you can never come here again, ever.
Oh.
Ever at all, ever again. Like, they were thrown out of that place.
What did they do?
They were punk rockers.
But
they were crazy.
Okay. Did they show their wieners and stuff?
No, but they were absolutely lunatics. And it was probably fun TV.
Yeah.
And then they went, you can't come back.
We should see if we could find that. That'd be an interesting one to see.
I'm just saying there's controversy. And certainly Kaufman, the very first show, people were like, what is this guy doing?
Mm.
Well, he's lip syncing to Mighty Mouse. What do you think he's doing?
Why? No one knows. Go with it.
Go on. Tell us the rest of the story Wallen, though. But
so
I don't.
Basically, there's sort of a roundup of reactions to Morgan Wallen just walking off after, because the whole cast is gathered there. They've all put in a hard week of work. I guess the musical guest doesn't show up until I think it's Thursday. And then because they start running through the show and they cut these promos, which he was very deadpan in. And okay, you know, maybe he's just not an effusive guy. Or maybe he needed a couple drinks to get effusive, because we all know he starts throwing chairs around when he has a couple drinks in him. So Kenan Thompson, who's one, I think the longest running cast member of all time on SNL. And I gotta say, I think he's fine. I don't have like a love for him but sometimes, like, I used to really like that. Did one thing. What is up with that? What is up with that?
What's up with that?
Yeah. Ooh, wee. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
That was pretty cute. Hey, wasn't Ted Lasso on that?
Yeah, he did.
He would wear track dancing.
He would wear a track suit and do a running man. And like, it was.
And that was where the
so
whole
funny.
Ted Lasso thing came. That's Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis, right? I only know him as Ted Lasso. So in Ted Lasso, his thing that goes viral that puts him on everybody's map so that Rebecca grabs him to...
is the dancing in the locker room.
It's the dancing in the locker room, mm-hmm, in the tracksuit. It's the moves he did on What Is Up With That.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's just Kenan Thompson. I think that's his best bit. So he's saying that he was really thrown by Morgan Wallen's abrupt exit. This is yesterday. He was talking to Entertainment Weekly because everyone's asking about it. And he said he found it, the exit and the subsequent post about going to, get me to God's country, private jet.
Mm-hmm.
He said he thought it was strange. He says it just felt so abrupt, and it was already such a small grouping on the stage anyway. So it was just like, oh, wow, that was pretty visible. You know what I'm saying? It was a pretty visible thing. This is his quote. He said, and then he says, the God's country of it all is strange because it's like, what are you trying to say? You trying to say that we're not in God's country? That's not necessarily my favorite, but whatever. So he's bummed out about the post. And I do find that to be annoying, like personally. Like I don't even believe in God, but I believe that America is America and there aren't two Americas. And even though we're completely divided and you can't talk to anybody about anything anymore, I still feel like, this place is for all of us. And it's like demeaning to have said that, I feel.
I by no means am trying to change your mind.
Okay.
Just offering another opinion.
Yep.
I don't have a Morgan Wallen record.
Oh, no, you do.
I'm not trying to defend this guy. I don't have any, you know, I don't have a baby in that oven. That's a terrible term. Mm. I don't know.
It's a bun. It's a bun in the oven, and which we've totally misappropriated anyway. You don't have a pony in that race.
Whatever it is, I don't. I take God's country, and if I were to use the term, I would say when I'm at the ocean,
yeah,
I'm in God's country.
Or up in the mountains, someplace that's, beautiful
that's
and inspiring.
That's the way I would take that to what I would take that to mean. So I can absolutely see someone whose country
yeah.
or mountain
yeah.
or beach.
Uh-huh.
Like, you remember, I can't think of the surfer who's married to Gabby
Laird
Reese.
Hamilton.
Laird Hamilton. Why do you always know it and I don't? Laird Hamilton's a guy who, even in New York, he's wearing his flip-flops.
Right.
Because he's that guy. It doesn't really fit in there. He's not going to put on leather shoes.
But
and
he kind of fits in everywhere because he's like, this is how
he's
I'm
chill,
living.
Right. But I'm just saying, it's I can see how someone, you know, from that lifestyle would go to New York, feel like a fish out of water, and then be like, hey, get me back to my place. Mm. So I'm not insulted by it. I will say this, though. There are a bunch of things I did as a young man that seemed to me like rebellious or just me being me
yeah.
that I look back on and think I could have handled that a lot better. I could have done a better job. I didn't have to be so myself that everyone
it.
Had to feel that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you in your own head, you might feel as a young person like you're doing right by everyone by being honest. And then in reality, you look back and go, that was an honor to be somewhere like that. And I should have probably been cooler about it. So I don't know if he'll come around to that or if he'll just be like, you guys are still talking about that, huh?
Yeah.
Cause I would think that might be his opinion too. Like, you guys, that was days ago.
It will be interesting though, to see if he ever does comment on it. Like, I just feel like he was not happy to be there. We talked about this a little bit yesterday about that. There's, I'm sure, record company pressure as in, okay, yes, they lean left. All one country, back to that. But you have records to sell or you have tickets to sell because apparently selling records isn't a thing anymore. You have
whatever
people
it
to,
is. Yeah, right. you have to promote. Listen, I can see where the record company, just like our radio station would say, we do things on your behalf and you have to return that favor by doing what we're asking you to do. And that's a job.
Right.
That's a job. That, I mean, that's he's the
literally
definition
works,
of a job.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, I mean, Keenan doesn't really say much more than that, but he does kind of wax on it for a while. Just, I don't know what's going through people's minds. But he's never saying more than the basic
Listen,
thing.
What Keenan should say, well, I don't want to tell you what
Tell him what he should say.
No, what I do think, though, is of all the people on that stage, Keenan has an absolute right to not like that guy.
Sure. Yes.
So
we've all heard the word he
yeah,
used.
So to me, like if
he and Ego Nuotum were looking at each other like, what's going on with that guy?
Yeah. I mean, they have a reason to think him no friend of
yes.
theirs.
The SNL exit has also turned him into a meme because that's what social media does. It's a trend on social media with accounts like the Empire State Building, the Carolina Panthers, and even a U.S. senator sharing photos of their favorite places with the caption, get me to God's country. Get me there. Somebody, please. On my private jet, I guess. That God's country gave me. So there's that. NBC is saying, Morgan, you're welcome back on SNL anytime. We're not mad. And you didn't burn any bridges. The network is like, you know, that's a guy that people like. We would like to have him back. No problem.
I don't know how many people watch that close. I know the people
you'd have
there
to get all the way to the end. You know what? I fast forwarded through the whole, as soon as it got to the second song of his, I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. And I stopped on each skit as it went and went, this is maybe the worst show of the season so far. Like, she's fine. The Mikey Madison, fine. But it felt like the whole show was off, like really weak. So I don't know if that had nothing to do with that guy being there, probably. I just felt like, ugh, I was, because I'll usually watch, I'll sit and watch all the skits. You know, that's what I do on a Monday. Sit there, got my Sudoku, watching SNL. Mm. Yeah, and nothing. I was like, oh, that's no good. I even watched it on Sunday, I think, right? Because I had seen it yesterday. So anyway, from NBC's point of view, Morgan's early exit was just an awkward moment at the end of the show. There wasn't a joke or a cast member that offended him, they're saying, and caused him to make a run for God's country. He'd been there since Thursday, knew all the jokes that were in the show. I guess there was a bit on I didn't even notice that they addressed him on Weekend Update. All I noticed was that they weren't funny at all. He watched the entire dress rehearsal and the live show on Saturday. So I don't know what to tell anybody, but the internet is still focused.
Well, the internet will buzz about anything.
They're just waiting for something else to come up because that's what they do.
But I would definitely feel like, wow, everyone's still talking about this, huh? Like if you're that guy, wow, I just left. Sorry, everyone. But, you know.
Let's see. Did Morgan get snubbed by Lorne Michaels? Somebody claimed they were at the taping saying before it happened. He walked up and that Lorne Michaels hugged Mikey Madison but ignored Morgan. Is he what well, he and he's there it is. So that's this is just a roundup of little bits about it, tidbits.
Lorne hugged Mikey but didn't hug him.
Apparently. You know, I don't know. He's thirsty for hugs from Lorne Michaels, I guess. I just don't know.
I just feel like I'd probably hug the guy and not hug the girl. Like, yep. I absolutely, it would be the other way around. Right. I don't want no freaking trouble from anybody. Can we fist bump everyone? Are we good?
Right.
Because I don't really even care.
Exactly. Let's not hug anybody. Enough hugging. Hugging's over. Hugging's out. Fist bumping's in. Actually, elbow. But I really liked that during the pandemic. I'm like, yep, elbows. No problem. No hand contact. I don't want you COVID. God, I told you, everybody, everyone's coming down with it again. Make this stop.
I just had it in my house.
I know.
The other day.
And somehow you didn't get it.
Well,
did your kids get it?
I took the vax. Yeah. No, they didn't. So I took that or a booster or whatever you're calling it nowadays.
I got that recently too. Did we get it about the same time?
I don't know. I got it at the beginning of the season.
Stupid party, man.
Well, don't go.
It's like my best friend's 60th birthday party. I'm trusting everyone else to not have COVID when they're there.
But I'm going to
elbow bump and not make out with anyone.
I don't want to get too into the details, but I literally had to go to the store, buy a test, and slam it on the desk in front of somebody I'm close to in order to get that test taken.
Really? Like, no, I just have a cold.
People don't want to have anything to do with being untouchable for 2 weeks.
Right.
It's the scarlet letter. They don't want it.
I don't
want
to know.
Don't confirm that for, oh my God. Imagine that. I've got COVID. Yeah, it's not gone. Dear George.
Mm-mm. Anyway. I'm done.
Good luck. I hope
Thank
that works
so
out
much.
For you
so
guys.
Do I,
I mean,
ben.
I, and I, you
Are
know.
We set up to work from home? I don't even know. I don't even know.
Just don't get COVID.
Yeah, I'm going to try to not get COVID. I'm hoping that the people who have COVID will have tested and not come to a party.
Have you checked with Homeboy, though, about that, if we have to do that?
No. I mean, we've talked about it, but yeah, we got to get that figured out. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
By we, you mean you.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. No, Ben, you're coming with me.
You and Tim.
You're hanging out after the show with Tim. Let Tim talk your ear off.
Tim, don't say that. He gets cranky.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Cranky Tim. That's his name.
New month, new stuff to look forward to after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trevor Noah and George Lopez Tickets.
All right.
All week, we're looking for the funniest, funnest, most entertaining text from our listener.
Yeah, that's you.
Throughout the morning show, text us your best to 800-400-3697. If your text is selected, you win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series.
It's like double dealing. It's a double shot of comedy tickets. Woo!
Courtesy of Golden Voice.
All right.
Thanks, Golden Voice.
Thank you.
All right. So on my drive in, it was pouring and hard. So there's still rain out there, but it should start to stop soon. And we might see a few more drizzles throughout the day, but this is the last of it today. And then we move into a new pattern. I'm looking for a break from it, but I realize we need every drop.
Every drop, Vinny. Every single dingle drop. Is what they say.
Yeah. I mean, I hear that. Mm-hmm. So, okay. And it is just another day. What am I talking about?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Just another day.
But we do begin a new month today.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes. Yep. So here are some of the things happening in
Tell
April.
Me everything.
March Madness continues with the Final Four this weekend.
Oh.
Women's Final Four, or the Women's National Championship game is Sunday, and the men's is on Monday. MLB is in full swing through the month of April. There's some big golf. Masters is April 10th. And then the playoffs begin for the NBA and NHL and the NFL draft, which I know people are into it. Your husband has always been into it, and I've never understood it at all.
He's not even that into college football, but he pays attention to all that stuff. He looks at all the stats.
He's very invested in those Pats.
He really is.
I love the Niners, but I watch them play.
Yep.
The end. I'm not employed.
Enjoy a nice football game, right? I mean, John does basically. I'm
like, my gear and go Niners. Oh, fudge. No Super Bowl this year. Oh, well.
Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's some stuff out there in the movies. The Minecraft movie opens, it looks like, this Friday. Michael B. Jordan stars in something called Sinners in the middle of the month. The Accountant 2 with Ben Affleck.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
On April 25th on TV, The Handmaid's Tale returns.
Sweet.
Black Mirror, The Last of Us. That's the zombie thing?
They're like mushroom zombies.
Yeah, kind of.
It's the video game.
It's Pedro Pascal, though?
It is. Okay. Yeah. And Lady Mormont, the little girl from Game of Thrones.
The Star Wars spinoff, Andor, is back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know. I'm so excited for that.
The last season of You.
Oh, good.
Oh, did you watch the whole show? I read all those books, but I just didn't love the show.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I really liked the show.
Mm.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, no, I don't know what to say. It's a very good show.
Yeah, I don't
know why you didn't like it.
I just didn't love him. I just didn't love him as the main character.
Oh,
is it Penn Badgley? Is that who plays? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I just didn't. He wasn't what I envisioned. And
I guess I didn't read the book, so I just watched the show. The show stands. It's very good.
Well,
and each season is like
twisted.
How
AF,
are they gonna? How's it gonna? What are they gonna do this time? And then they find a way.
He's not a good guy. Like he's terrible.
Oh no, he's terrible. But you still kind of root for him.
Mostly, this is a churchy month with Good Friday and Easter and Passover. Sure. This is also Doobie Weed Month, as in 420.
Oh, right, 420.
You know, I read something like the big 420 party that happens in Golden Gate usually is going to be not only canceled this year, but they're putting something in its place so you can't go smoke there.
Yeah, they have really
done
a hard step away.
Yeah, they're definitely stepping away from that this year and not doing it.
Well, I wonder if it was just...
Too much?
Too many problems. There was just probably so much that came along with it that they just didn't want to do it, I guess.
I mean, it's a big gathering like that with, I don't know if they sanctioned it and had people selling, vendors, or I don't know what they...
Maybe they couldn't have that, so it just turned into like a big smoke out where everyone was just laying around and putting trash everywhere and
that
hard to contain a thing like that, too.
The cleanup for that every year was... intense, but what they're doing this year is called Peace, Love, and Volo Field Day. It's a kickball and volleyball tournament, and it's they're having co-ed sports leagues. The co-ed sports league Volo Sports is sponsoring it. So there you go. That's what you're getting instead of weed. Hey, get high and go play kickball.
Just sit at home.
Yeah,
and get high.
Well,
eat a gummy. Eat a gummy and go play kickball.
Is that what people want to do anyway? Like
get some cheese balls and.
Guys, we're in a league. You can't just come out here and start kicking our ball.
Dude, it came right at me. I was like, let's do this. I was like, love kicking things.
I used to love those red balls. You know, the ones that you played handball with?
Oh, do you mean like the sort of dodgeball looking ones? They had the like almost like a pink, like a bologna color
red,
on the outside?
Yes, red rubber ball. I mean, I don't know, bologna, whatever color, those. Yeah, you could kick them or you play dodgeball
with
them.
Play everything with those things. Oh, man.
Love those things.
One right to the face one time. Oh,
yeah, what happened?
Stings.
All the way.
Super hard.
Yeah. didn't break your nose or anything because they you know, there's some real softness to them. But man, the slap of the bologna on your face is really, like, wow, that was.
That's what she said.
Painful.
Sorry.
It's a real churchy month as well.
Slap of the bologna.
If I didn't say that already, there's a lot of Passover, yeah. Good Friday, yeah. Easter.
Right. End of Lent, in case you can't give anything up.
So there you go. It's April, everyone, and I'm trying
April.
To.
This is gardening month for me. It's like when everything starts to happen. Hopefully the frosts are done. Get my baskets done. Get some stuff planted in the garden. Let it all grow all summer.
By the way, 420, according to a texter, is Easter Sunday this year. So,
oh.
So the Easter meal will be even better.
Yes. It does make me hungry.
Yes. Ham.
Get some ham.
Police have caught and brought to justice India's infamous poop and run thief.
Oh.
Police in New Delhi have been able to finally capture an elusive thief who would always poop his pants when he was in danger of getting caught. And they always let him escape because they didn't want to be
touching that
around yeah. that. The story goes, you know how good actors can cry on command?
Oh.
This thief, known only as Deepak here.
Oh.
Not our surgeon.
Not our surgeon, Deepak. Deepak is, I guess, a common name.
Oh, very. Yeah. Okay. And I do think it's pronounced Deepak.
Deepak.
But it's
Deepak.
Very like.
Deepak it is.
It really puts Deepak. You in that weird. Deepak.
It does.
Am I
know.
Deepak. What
well,
am
the
I doing
the only other
here?
Deepak I know is Deepak Chopra, which is how I've always heard his name said.
How do they say it?
Deepak Chopra. Deepak.
Deepak.
But that could be the Americanized pronunciation of Deepak.
Right.
And then your friend, Deepak, Deepak. I always hear you call him Deepak, so I figured that must be what he told you.
No, I don't think it's what he told me. I think that I've known him so long and the name has been used so much around me right. that he's, it's like one of those fights where you go,
I'm just going to let it roll out of my mouth.
I know.
And not,
well, not for me, for him.
For
I'm
him.
Sure he's like, I know who you mean. Sure. I can't fight this battle. I give up. Maybe we should ask him sometime, but anyway.
Let's call him Didi. Hey, Didi.
I do call
surgeon.
Him D a lot because I'm just going for the shortened
sure.
version of
it. There you go.
And that's when you tax. Hey, D, what's up? Anyway, Deepak, a 27-year-old phone thief from Delhi, India.
Oh, so he like runs by people and grabs their phone?
And whenever he's in danger of getting caught, he poops.
Mm.
And they say it's happened more than once where he's evaded.
They just let him go. They're like, I don't want to touch that. And he lets it go, and then he's like, well, back off. I just let it go.
Multiple times by pooping. He has evaded arrest multiple times by pooping his pants and creating a stench and a mess so foul that police were repulsed and let him make his getaway.
Listen.
They even named him the move he's got as poop and run.
I'm actually really surprised by this because I've seen what happens in New Delhi and there's so much poop involved that it's not even funny. Like people who just walk out of their house and poop outside on the regular, men who do this. And the poop from the homes in New Delhi goes out into the street, into a gutter. It's raw and there's someone's job is to move it down to the river, by the way. Like, that is all legitimately real. Like, I'm not making that up. So I'm very surprised to hear that they don't have some kind of tackle net where they can bring the guy down.
I thought you didn't go to India.
I didn't go to India. And that was one of the things we talked about. Like, that was...
How do you know
that? Because I watched a thing on Vice years ago.
So you're saying a guy with a perfectly good toilet walks...
No. There are no perfectly good toilets.
Oh, I see.
I'm sure there are places that are equipped with Western-style toilets, but not where people live. Like, there are people whose job it is to use these, like, brooms of sticks and move the raw...
The cucka broom.
The cucka broom to the river.
To the river.
Yes, and then they just put it in there. That's where it goes.
And then the river washes it.
Okay, sure. Yes. You want to live upriver from New Delhi or wherever, whatever other towns. Yeah, I think I've told you this before, but I can see...
They've been doing this for hundreds and thousands of years, you say.
It would appear so. And there's apparently a whole situation where... Are we doing research in there? I see you clicking and clacking.
Well, I'm doing some research, but I think your version is...
I'm just horrified that they would just let someone steal a phone and then be so off-put by poop when that's like part of life there.
All right.
Well, it's part of life everywhere.
I mean, just the whole, like...
I didn't know anything about the walking out the front door and letting her rip.
And stepping... Yeah, oh my God!
Yes. I will say that they spent $30 billion trying to fix that sanitation problem, evidently.
How'd that go?
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, $30
billion. Yeah.
But that doesn't sound like enough to fix
sanitation. Well, no. They admit that they prefer not using any toilet.
They prefer it. The guys walk out onto the train tracks and pop a squat.
This isn't all of New Delhi. It's a big city.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is parts, you know, that are not doing as well as other parts. Please don't text us with that.
You know, please do text us. Honestly, what I saw was on Vice. My mouth hung open the whole time and I was like, oh my God. So please, if there's something you want to clear up, feel free. 800-400-3697.
Deepak's poop fueled rain.
Let's leave Deepak's name out of it, shall we? D
has been brought to an end.
They finally caught him, huh?
They finally caught him. They say policemen equipped with masks and gloves apprehended him. They were ready this time.
Mm. Hazmat suits.
Teams gave him a chase and pinned him down. As expected, he deployed his infamous filth plan.
You know, that's another officers. Thing. Like, you went in his pants, and so then now he's, like, running away with that in his pants?
Well, I mean, do you want to go to jail, or do you want to, you know...
Keep your new phone that you just got. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you for the...
Well...
The lesson.
Maybe I'm hoping that I have the whole thing wrong and I'm just crazy and I watch some made up fiction show called Vice.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. For fact, sure, facts.
The highest point in Connecticut is on a mountain called Mount Forsell.
Forsell?
You heard it?
No, never heard of it.
But it's not even the peak of the mountain. That's across the border in Massachusetts.
Oh.
You don't know it, huh?
I don't. Mm-mm. Well, it must be in like Western Mass-ish because the first part would be Rhode Island.
IKEA started as a mail order business that sold pencils and postcards.
Oh. Hmm. Pencils and postcards. Was there like such a demand for pencils and postcards?
Must have been. I mean, think of all the...
Pen pals.
Yeah. Did you have a pen pal?
Yeah.
We used to have to do that. I can't remember who we did it with, but in school you'd have other classes link up or whatever.
I don't remember it ever going anywhere. Like sometimes you'll hear about like some relationship that maybe from like a foreign language class where you were writing to someone in France or they were, you know, and trying to write in their language and they were trying to write in yours. And then they hook up later in life and it's a love story. Oh,
kids are not great with patience to begin with. So the whole putting a letter in and waiting, you know, weeks before the one person gets it, finally writes back weeks before that. No, thanks. Now I could see a lot of people keeping up communications. And I think that's almost normal that you might have never seen someone or see them once every 10 years.
Right. But you feel caught up.
Communicate regularly all the time.
It's so easy now. Just clickety-clack.
Yeah. Dinosaurs existed before flowers.
Wow.
Scientists believe flowering plants evolved in a response to dinosaurs because plants needed protection against vegetarian dinosaurs. So they developed toxic flowers, but eventually evolved to have non-toxic flowers once the dinosaurs were gone.
How strange, because the flower is actually the reproductive organ for a plant. So it's hard to imagine that any plant could not have a way to reproduce itself. I don't, it's just so strange. Although I would never ask a question about a fast fact. I'm just pondering, just sort of out loud ruminations. My bad. I've been doing that this whole break. Please, someone stop me. What does 5.0 say? Please tell me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's true.
Oh.
In India. Mm. And I've been to India 2 times, and both times I was horrified with people pooping on the train tracks.
The train tracks is the thing.
That's where they go.
They go because, no, you know.
I don't know, so feel free.
I guess because it's like a safe place to go poop. Like, it's out of the way. It's not like a normal walking path or something, and there isn't a lot of room, I guess. You know, you wouldn't just poop in the street. You go up to the train tracks where only, you know, I guess they assume that the train will just... I don't know what, but there was like so much video of these dudes just like in a row, all of them right there, just doing that.
You know, well, there's no more trains there. Is that it?
Oh no, there's trains. There's trains that come and go, and that's, you know, massive mode of travel.
So that's like on the list of the last place you should probably go.
No. If you know the train schedule, you're fine.
I mean,
you can hear it. You can see it. You know, there's no like guardrails. There's no fence. Yes. Bending your hands up. I won't know the answer.
You will. You brought it up. Now you got to talk about
it.
In the video you saw of all the men lined up on the train tracks.
Yes.
Do they take their pants? Because you've got to be able to run for it if the train comes. So you must take your pants all the way off.
No. They're just pulled down and squatting.
But if you have to run for it, wouldn't you want your pants nowhere near?
You don't have to run for it. Everyone's doing it. There's no running. You know what the train schedule is. You've got a good 10 minutes. I don't know. I mean, they're clearly very swift with it. They have it down to a science. I'm seeing if I can find this thing. I'll post it on, if you want it. Oh, there it is. Pops right up. I'll put the Vice story up.
415 says, I've lived in India for several years, and I can tell you most homes have a toilet. The issue is homeless people who live on the street or makeshift villages.
Okay. You know what? Let's hope that that's true. Let's go with that.
I mean, I'd love to jump in. I don't know anything. No. I've never been.
These are people's homes. There's like a little vent that comes out, and you can see all the stuff, and they're wiping it down the street. And these were homes. Homes, like they looked like legit. They didn't look like little shacks.
510 says, Sarah is 100% correct. I will never go back to India. Nothing like walking and having to see multiple men just evacuate on a corner and keep walking.
I didn't know about the corners. That sounds very bad.
That sounds a lot safer to me.
Just to be on a corner?
Well, I mean, there's no possibility
safer for whom? I mean, not for pedestrians. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I should have just let you tell the story about the guy. But it really was confusing to me. Like, why do these cops care? Well, they're like surrounded by poop all the time. Why are they so worried about it? That's all. That's all I was saying. I didn't mean to get into this whole thing. And I'm sure everyone who's been to India has had a different experience. Would you like to hear what's coming
don't
up?
Don't lock your mouth.
I'm locking
it's your
NYPD
turn.
NYPD Blue, Gene Hackman, and a brand new Supergirl.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.